91X News.
It's minus 15 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Tamara Pilon. Canadian peacekeepers in Mali were pressed into service after extremists linked to Al-Qaeda attacked the United Nations base on Sunday, killing 10 and injuring dozens more. Military spokesman Captain Christopher Daniel says 5 Canadian helicopters were mobilized after the attack, including 2 large Chinooks, which were configured as flying hospitals, and 3 smaller Griffin escorts. The operation was the largest by far from the Canadians have performed since arriving in Mali, and the deadliest for the UN peacekeepers anywhere in months. The numbers show how serious the assaults was, as usually only one Chinook is required to be on standby. Daniel says the Canadians evacuated injured peacekeepers and delivered water, food, and ammunition to UN troops who remained at the base. Influx of Islamic jihadists, like those who claimed the responsibility for Sunday's attack, has been blamed for stoking rivalries and division in Mali, which is also struggling with poverty and drought. More than half of Ontario's eligible municipalities have opted in as willing hosts to cannabis stores in the spring. Municipalities have until midnight to vote if they're opting out. Not all municipalities have given the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario their decision yet, but so far, 248 are listed as opting in, while 71 have opted out. Finance Minister Vic Fedley says given municipalities' choice was the right thing to do.
They can decide to opt out, and so we have funding that goes along with it, and if they stay in the package, there'll be continued funding, and if they opt out, that's fine. That's their choice to do so. They can always opt back in.
25 retail store licenses have been divided regionally, with 5 going to the east of the province, 7 in the west, 2 in the north, 6 in the greater Toronto area, and 5 in Toronto itself. Police in the Rulia area say they're using a helicopter to enforce laws around stopping for buses. The OPP say their Aviation Services Division is helping officers locate drivers who ignore buses with their lights activated and pass the vehicles. Police say the helicopter is equipped with a camera that can view vehicle license plates from a long distance and record the information. The ticket for a first offense could cost a driver up to $2,000 and demerit points. Details are emerging about the kidnapping and killing of a Canadian mining company executive in Burkina Faso last week. An official with the West African country's Ministry of Security says the gunman who kidnapped Kirk Woodman of Halifax also appeared to have stolen a number of items, including money, cell phones, and computers. He says the theft suggests the kidnapping may have been carried out by a gang of bandits rather than extremists. Americans say natural disasters and their local weather are influencing their views on climate change. That's the finding of a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research and the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago. Jennifer King reports that one in 10 Americans polled attribute climate change to natural changes in the environment.
Alan Perkins of West Haven, Connecticut, says he can see erosion and the local beach is getting smaller. But he's not sure what we can do about it. He says, I think nature takes care of a lot of it. Like when it rains, it cleans the air. Nature takes care of itself. Elizabeth Rentz, a homemaker in Cincinnati, says the rise in temperatures and the surge in natural disasters is happening naturally. She says communities are expanding into deserts and unwelcoming terrain and that we're living in areas that we shouldn't be living in.
The poll finds 74% of Americans say hurricanes, droughts, floods, and heat waves have influenced their opinion about climate change in the last 5 years. Overall, 9% of Americans said climate change isn't happening, and 19% weren't sure. Canada's new food guide does away with food groups and portion sizes, focusing instead on border guidelines that include eating more plant-based protein and drinking more water. Federal Health Minister Jeanette Petit Pass Taylor says the new guide aims to simplify everyday decisions about what and what not to eat.
It puts more focus on what, when, and how we eat, and less on food groups and servings. It gives clear, concise advice that everyone can easily apply to their everyday lives. Things like cooking more often.
Early indications the new guide would promote would more plant-based protein have already sparked concern among dairy and beef farmers who are worried about the long-term impacts the change could have on their livelihoods. Continuous contract negotiations have resulted in a tentative deal with Los Angeles school officials and teachers' union. Alex Stone has more.
After 6 days on the picket lines, there's a deal. The teachers' union and the LA Unified School District coming to an agreement to get teachers back in the classroom on Wednesday morning. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti was a mediator.
We have an agreement that will allow our teachers to go back to work on their campuses tomorrow.
Now, the deal still has to be voted on and approved by a majority of LA teachers, a deal coming after an all-night negotiating session. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Canadians dominated the Best Animated Short category in today's Oscar nominations. Three of the five films are done by homegrown talent, including Vancouver-based husband and wife filmmaking duo David Fine and Allison Snowden for Animal Behavior. Fine jokes that they should all venture to the Los Angeles celebrations in Canadian style.
It's thrilling. The two of them are from Toronto originally, as I am, and so, you know, we can all go down wearing our Toronto Maple Leafs jerseys.
The other Canadian nominees for Best Animated Short are Trevor Jimenez for Weekends and Demi Shea for Bo. Maxine Brown Russell of the country trio The Browns has died in Little Rock, Arkansas. She was 87. A songwriter and singer, Russell and her siblings launched their careers on the Louisiana Hayride in the 1950s. Their hits include The Three Bells, The Old Lamplighter, and Scarlet Ribbons. That's QNET News. On 91X, sports is next.
If you run a business, you're busier than a general manager on trade deadline day. Making time for things like insurance can be tough, and we're here to help. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. You can get an insurance quote any time of day, instantly. Simply visit our website, whether it's for your business, home, or vehicle. Go to MackeyInsurance.com and get a quote on the fly. Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Maple Leafs general manager Kyle Dubas says he isn't concerned about his team's recent slide. Toronto has won just three of its last 10 games and, looking further back, has only 9 wins over its last 20. But Dubas says the current struggles can be a positive way for his young group moving forward.
It's just a great opportunity for them to show how they can lead the group out of it and develop their own leadership. And I think we've had some games where we've played very well, and the puck just hasn't gone in. Whereas I think earlier in the year we had some games where we didn't play very well, and the puck was going in at those times. So in life and in hockey, it all seems to balance out.
The Leafs host Washington tomorrow in their last game before the NHL All-Star break. The Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots will be welcomed to Atlanta for the Super Bowl by several billboards saying Saints got robbed and NFL blows it. WDSU-TV reports Louisiana car dealership owner Matt Bowers paid for 10 billboards across Atlanta through February 3rd, including one outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. New Orleans Saints fans are still upset over a missed call that likely cost their team a ticket to the Super Bowl. Los Angeles cornerback Nickel Robbie Coleman committed a blatant pass interference penalty that wasn't called, leading to the tie score in regulation play and overtime loss for the Saints. Saints coach Sean Payton talked to the NFL office after the game and was told the penalty should have been flagged. Some of Canadians' top figure skaters were standing in are stranded in New Brunswick by a major storm this week, scrambling to find a way home and suffering some less than graceful routines on the ice and rain-covered streets of St. John. Christina Moore Towers, who won gold in pairs with Michael Mariano, was originally due to fly out of St. John Monday morning, but a series of cancellations resulted in her traveling to Moncton in an effort to fly out of there. Moore Towers and a number of other competitors wound up spending the day in the airport before getting a flight out Monday night, while others were scheduled to leave today or tomorrow. Moore Towers says at least the storm hit after the competition instead of preventing many of the skaters from getting to St. John to show their skill. Bob Slowick is the new defenseman coordinator for the Montreal Alouettes. The move reunites Slowick with head coach Mike Sherman. The two worked together with the NFL's Green Bay Packers from 2001 to 2004. Slowick spent time last season as a guest coach with Montreal. Send us your team or league scores email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's minus 15 with the wind chill and cloudy, and this afternoon minus 22 with wind chill with a 40% chance of flurries. Tonight minus 22, cloudy with snow starting at midnight. Tomorrow high of 4 plus 4 with snow or freezing rain, changing to rain in the afternoon. It's 412, it's minus 15. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tamara Pilon, QNET News on 91X next at 6.